just talk to my baby on the telephone. She said, stop what you're doing, baby, come on home. I can't hold out.
I'm Emily, and I'm the Lone Hold Out, and I'm back with you with an update about my Craigslist dating challenge. The first week is over, and I met somebody pretty cool, and I brought him in with me. Hi, Ryan.
Hello.
So, Ryan, you want to tell me about yourself?
Let's see. I'm 34 years old. I am a...
Pisces.
Taurus, actually. My birthday is in 3 days. So, oh. Yes, I would be a bull.
Okay.
No, I don't make noises. So, I work at Time Warner Cable in business class. So, don't hate me. I don't take your phone calls if you have problems, and I'm not one of the people who yell at you.
I guess it's a little late to ask if you wanted to go by a pseudonym on the show. I think Ryan is pretty generic, though.
Ryan works for me.
Okay, that works, too. So when I talk about you to people who know about this challenge, I refer to you as Posty McPosts a lot. You are the guy on Facebook who posts, not Facebook, Craigslist, who posts a lot. You do.
Oh,
now, this probably feels real new to you, but I've been aware of you for about, like, 2 months. Because when I was getting ready to do this project, I decided to look on the conditions on the ground. I got onto Craigslist and was typing in my own area. And if I search by city, and you live the next town over from me, if I search by that city, I get like 50 posts, and maybe two of them are not you.
Nice. Well, I look at it this way. However many posts, because there's probably like 30 every 15 minutes to get posted, I just wanted it to be seen and just, you know... Basically, if you post once and that's it every month, you don't get any replies.
But you didn't feel like deleting the old ones?
It auto-deletes after a certain amount of time.
Yeah, you'll change the title sometimes a little bit, and then I'll click on it. Oh, it's him again. Oh, it's this guy again.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. So, the first week, the idea was casting a wide net.
And which is what I was doing.
Yeah, you are... A symbol for casting a wide net. That's exactly what you were doing. And so I had put up an ad basically saying, I'm new to the area. Someone tell me somewhere cool to go. And that was about it. What about that ad attracted you?
Well, for one, you were real.
Uh-huh.
Because you can read ads on there, and there's so many fake ones. There's so many just, you know...
Well, how does a fake ad read? How could you tell that what I was saying was real?
Poor language is pretty good indicator that it's a fake ad. Because when there's broken English, and it sounds like someone who barely understands 5 words of English is posting, it is fake.
Now, one of the replies I got said, suck my dick. S-U-K-M-Y-D-I-K, suck my dick. Is that real or is that fake?
Probably real.
Oh.
But bad grammar and spelling anyway.
Should I reply to that guy?
Probably not.
So I cast a wide net. I got about 30 some odd replies. Now, the fourth week of the challenge is going to be answering ads. And so I figured I'd go ahead and answer you because I would have answered your ad when the fourth week came along.
Cool.
So I figured I'd speed up the process.
I'm not complaining.
Yeah, for the listeners at home, we're in his bedroom. Sitting on his bed. And I might be giggling, but it's not Afterglow, I swear. Yet.
She just says that, but you know.
Yeah, you know. Because I had what I thought was a pretty brilliant date set up. I had asked you to meet me at the laundromat in my town. First of all, because it was my day off, and Mama needs to do laundry, so there was that. But also, it's a public place where you're expected to sit around and chat for an untold amount of time, and probably has the least sexual expectations on Earth.
And yet, here we are in my bedroom.
Yeah, I thought maybe you were outdoing me because you invited me over to your friend's house while you babysat their kid. So
they let me live in their house for cheap. I offered to babysit so they can have a date night. So
well, so it's no laundromat, but we're doing okay.
Well, the other thing that you forget to mention too is that you live in my hometown where I grew up and graduated high school. Mm-hmm. So that was another attraction. Was when you told me you lived in Taylor, I was like,
oh, this is oh, after cool. You had answered the ad though.
Yes,
because this
yes.
ad said mm-hmm. almost nothing about me. I put my age. There were no pictures. There was no hometown. I was casting the widest net. I was just basically saying, hey, I'm female.
Well, unlike most guys who just look for pictures and then reply without reading anything, I actually read your ad and made a corresponding response that touched on the basics of what you were looking for.
Yeah, and so I get the email and I open it up. Oh, it's this guy again.
Oh, lovely. Well, I'm not complaining. I mean, you are here sitting in my bedroom.
Right. So how long have you been doing the Craigslist thing? Now, maybe we should ask about Craigslist and just other online dating.
Since it was taboo enough that I didn't tell my friends I was doing it. It's like, oh my God, you met her online? She's going to kill you.
I think it's still kind of taboo. I guess my dad reads my Facebook because today I put up on Facebook an update about the challenge. And when I called him up to ask for some babysitting, he gets real serious and says, tell me this isn't a Craigslist date. And so I lied. He doesn't listen to the podcast, please.
It was the same way with my parents up until about, well, the girl I met in 2005, my parents never knew who I met online. But at that point, it was becoming more acceptable. You had dating websites, they were being advertised on TV, you had Craigslist, although at that point, Craigslist was much more filled with prostitutes and escorts and whatever you want to call it at that point. But yeah, so I met her, and I mean, I can't complain. I dated her for 7 years, so.
It's a success. So are people worried about a man's safety when he goes and meets somebody on Craigslist?
I am. You're worried about my own.
Well, I mean, statistically, people are pretty unlikely to be murdered by a stranger. I mean, women, at least, are murdered by husbands and boyfriends. So in that respect, you get more dangerous the more I get to know you.
I didn't think of it that way, but I don't think you have anything to worry about.
All right, well.
I don't think. I don't know for sure yet.
Good. You know, I haven't pressed any buttons on you yet, so.
No buttons pressed.
Yet.
In case you're wondering, we are sitting on the bed, but there's a box in between us, so.
Yeah.
It's a safety barrier.
We're using the barrier method.
And I'm right near a window, so if she pulls out a knife, I can jump out it.
I do have a knife. It's in my purse, though. It's over there.
So by the time you go get it, I can jump out the window.
Okay, good. We're plan. Good. All right. So we've got a plan. We're using the barrier method, and we've got a plan, so. Good to know. So you said you had some horror stories about people you've met on Craigslist.
Oh, God.
Because you cast a wide net. You've got to be bringing in some okay things and maybe some not so okay things.
Okay, so if I have to put down the worst experience I've had, and excuse me, this was actually 2 weeks ago. I'd been talking to this lady for a week. And we talked on the phone, we texted, the whole nine yards. I saw pictures of her, you know, there was a mutual attraction. So finally one Thursday, she's like, you know what, let's go out. I'm like, okay, cool. So we meet at a pool hall in Cedar Park. We are there 2 hours and she is completely wasted to the point she cannot even stand. So I
don't know where Cedar Park is. How far away is that?
Cedar Park is way north Austin by Lakeline Mall.
Okay.
So she drove there, I drove there, we met there. So she's drunk, I'm not going to let her drive home. I'm got my arm around her, carrying her, you know, making sure she doesn't fall to my car. And I'm like, okay, where do you live? William Cannon in South First, literally the furthest away you can get. It is an hour drive to get her home.
Wow.
So I drive her home. At this point, it's like 7:55, 8 o'clock. I mean, it's still light outside. So we get there and she's gone. Like, the neighbors next door are watching me pick her up and, well, not literally pick her up, but, you know, hold her up and walk her as she is so wasted she can barely walk into her house. She goes in her house, lays on her bed, passes out. I mean, she's out within 15 seconds of laying down. I write a note, call me tomorrow, I'll help you go get your car, blah, blah, blah. And so I drive 45 minutes back home to Hutto and I get a phone call from her. I was like, wow, she's awake. I answer the phone. Some guy's on the phone.
Oh.
Who is this? I'm like, this is Ryan. Who is this? You care to explain to me what you're doing with my wife?
Oh. Oh my gosh.
I I'm sure the color drained from my face. My heart stopped beating, and I'm like, explained the situation, explained how I met her, explained that she never once mentioned she was married, and had she said anything, I would have never gone out with her. Nothing happened. I said she was drunk. She was, you know, she was getting really handsy in the car, but I did not tell him that. I said
on the way there before drinking or after drinking.
Oh no, we drove individual cars there. Oh, right. It was on the way back.
Okay.
Yeah, so she was getting real handsy and I was like, no.
No, you're drunk. Because and that's not really good blind date protocol to get super handsy and pass out. No, to get
drunk,
super blasted.
Then get super handsy.
Yeah.
Then pass out.
Yeah, because there are some not so nice gentlemen out there that would take that as an invitation.
Yeah,
I'd say.
And I tend to think I'm not one of those assholes.
I should hope not.
So, well, I mean, you're sitting on my bed and haven't jumped you yet. So anyway, you caught that. Anyway, so I explained the situation to the guy. I'm like, I'm apologizing profusely. I feel horrible. I mean, I feel like a complete asshole at this point. And technically, I guess I did nothing wrong because I was misled, but I still felt bad. And so I explained it, and it got to a point where he is like, well, why don't you just come on back over here? I'm like, no, I'm good. You and your wife need to have a conversation. Here's where her car is parked. Here's the address. I'm really sorry. And then he starts threatening me, screaming, hollering, cussing. That's when I hung up, blocked the phone number, and that was it.
Have you heard from them since? Either one of them?
I unblocked the contact about 3 days later, just because in case, I don't know why. I don't like... It's OCD-ish. I don't like having stuff blocked on my phone in case for some reason someone ever needs to get a hold of me. I don't know why I did it, but about 1:30 in the morning, Sunday morning, I get a text from her that just said, I'm sorry, and that was it. And I didn't reply. I'm just like, you don't need to be telling me that. You need to be telling your husband that.
Right.
So, yeah, it was pretty much a horror story.
Is that the only married woman you've come across?
Yes, that I know of.
Well, right. Since apparently you can hide it for at least an evening.
Well, I talked to her for a week.
Oh, right.
I mean, text, phone. I mean, she never told me, oh, I can't talk. I mean, I'd call. She'd talk to me. She'd call me. We'd talk. Yeah.
Wow.
So, and I'm sure the neighbors saw me carrying her in, and they probably called them and were like, hey, so some guy just carried your wife into your house.
That's scary.
So.
Do you ever find that your friends are like, hey, you're single. I know a random person. I was at a friend's house pretty recently, and I let on that I like bigger guys with beards. And they're like, hey, we've got a fat friend with a beard? And yeah, we're all already terribly drunk at this point. And they invited this guy over to meet me. And I just didn't like the feeling of, hey, you're single. Peep this fat dude. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. But you haven't been single for very long. You said January.
January.
Yeah. And you just got out of a long-term relationship. Seven years?
No. That wasn't the 7 year.
No. Oh, I'm sorry.
The 7 year was from 2005 to 2012.
Oh, I was under the impression that that was the most recent one. But
I mean, I can tell you the horror story of the one chick I did not meet on Craigslist.
The one chick you did not meet on Craigslist.
I worked with her. That's a horror story in and of itself.
So you're saying that conditions aren't any better in person than online?
I met her at work, started dating her. She quit because I was her boss, and, well, that would be a nightmare. So she got a different job. To make a long story short, we dated for 7 months. We decided to move in together, got a two-bedroom apartment so we could have a game room. And one of my friends of 8 years, who was like my brother... he was getting not evicted, but he wasn't gonna be able to afford his apartment because they were raising the rent like $170 or something crazy like that. So I talked to her and she's like, no, I want a game room. I'm like, okay, split the bills up three ways. We're gonna owe like $310 a month each. She's like, okay, he can move. So we move him in. 2 weeks later, I walked in, got home from work early, and caught her in bed with him.
Oh.
And when I say this guy was like my brother, he had gone to Christmas and Thanksgiving with me for 4 years because him and his family don't get along. So rather than let him sit at home and do nothing, I invited him along. And my parents knew him. My parents loved him. He was one of my close circle of friends. And, you know, I could talk to him about anything. We spent 4, 5, 6 days of the week together. It was very uncommon if we weren't hanging out. Weren't hanging out. So, yeah, it hurt more seeing him betray me than her. Because I'd known her less than a year. I'd known him 8 years. Mm-hmm. So.
I've been hanging out with some younger coworkers recently. And I say younger, you know, of course I feel like I'm as old as the hills because I'm almost 30.
Talk to me when you turn 35 in 3 days.
Mm-hmm. And so these folks are under 25. There's like a 24-year-old, you know.
Well, see,
so
of course this girl I forgot to mention was 21 and I was 33. So, yeah.
Nice, bro. Give me a fist bump. All right.
Fist bump.
Uh-huh.
She touched me.
I gave him a bro hoof. Do you know about bro hoof? Bro hoof?
Bro heavis?
Do you know about bronies?
Oh, God, no. Yes, I know, but no, I don't want
that's,
to.
That's the word for a fist bump if you're a brony. It's a bro hoof.
Okay, well,
we did a whole episode if you want to get...
I'm not a brony. I'll take a shotgun to a brony, but...
Interesting.
To the pony, not the person. I guess I should clarify that. That sounded really bad. You can edit that, right?
I could.
You will.
It's more work for me, but hey. So I've been hanging out with these younger coworkers, and when I mentioned this challenge, and this was last night, and they said... They were kind of judging me a little bit and saying, I'd rather meet someone in person. I'd rather not have to meet somebody online. So you're saying the conditions are not much better as far as meeting someone in person.
Well, you know this, but I don't drink. I never have. I don't smoke. I don't do any drugs. So bars
women are uglier in person is what you're saying.
No.
Because you don't drink.
I don't do the bar scene. I don't go to, you know, I've been to Sixth Street. I'll go for like friends' birthdays and stuff. But I mean, the bar scene does not appeal to me. And so, you know, I'm a computer guy. I mean, I have friends that I work with who, you know, they've told me, hey, I know somebody. And I... You know, they tell me about her, and I'm like, no, thank you. It's like, I don't...
Because they're describing Peep the Spatty.
No, not at all. It's just, I hear about the type of person they are.
And you can't drink enough to make her hot?
No, she was attractive, but she also spends pretty much every waking hour on Sixth Street, so...
Mm.
That would not work out very well.
Right. So, what is the age range, you would say, of women that send you replies? Because maybe I'm getting spoiled because of the two ads I've put up, you know, my first one that said nothing about myself got like 30 replies. The one that I put up today that has gotten pulled down 4 times said everything about myself, and that has gotten copious replies. So
I was pretty, and as you say, you've read my ad plenty of times. I was very descriptive on what specifically
I didn't read it.
For.
I just jacked off to the pictures.
Interesting.
Just kidding. No.
Interesting.
No, I did. And I'll tell you more about reading it. But yeah, go ahead.
So I was very descriptive on... Well, my ad actually has evolved over time. Because you put one thing you're looking for, and then you get the exact thing that you say you're not looking for responding to you. And
because the people don't read it.
Well, bingo.
Yeah.
So...
Like the ad I put up today basically said, I don't have a lot of nerd interests.
But you're nerd adjacent.
It did say nerd adjacent. I said, I love people who are nerds, but as far as the actual things, I can talk about it for a little while, but I have no personal interest in them. Lots of replies, guys being, hey, I like a nerdy girl. Cool, but you didn't read my ad. I mean, I said, and this maybe this is why it got taken down. I said, if you're looking for a nerd wank fantasy, you're not finding it here.
See, you hurt their pride.
Hey, but I like a nerdy girl. Yeah, well, sorry.
Keep looking.
One guy said, I thought I pretty specifically said, I don't like Doctor Who. And it's not that I dislike it, I just don't care.
Well, we have that in common. I don't really like it either.
I don't dislike it, I just have no interest in it. And one guy said, I think it's pretty cool that you like Doctor Who. Is it? Because that's not what took place. I mean, this whole podcast exists because everyone in my life wants me to love Doctor Who, and I have no interest.
I have no interest.
Should I give you a bro-hoo for that?
Sure.
All right. Cool.
She touched me twice. Okay.
That's all it took, though.
Okay.
So the age range of guys I've been getting, I've gotten a couple from 21-year-olds. And
makes
I think
sense.
The oldest I've gotten is 45.
Well, the older ones have the cougar fantasy, and then the younger ones have the cougar fantasy. The older ones have the, you know, I need the hot younger woman fantasy.
Can I be a cougar if it's only like an 8-year difference?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think they are looking for a little bit of a MILF. I am very nurturing and loving. You know?
After I dated the 21-year-old, I decided I was going to date someone older than me, and I met a nurse who was 38 and I was 33. I consider that a cougar, and there was only a 5-year difference. So.
And you are close to 6 years older than me, so I don't know.
There's nothing wrong with that.
All right.
My age range I put was 25 to 39.
Oh, does it let you select an age range, or you just?
No, I just
say
I literally okay. typed it.
I probably should say something. So
what, you've
I...
never heard of the divide your age by half and add 7, and that's the youngest you can go?
Interesting. Youngest.
Yeah, 34 divided by 2. Mm-hmm. 14, or sorry, 7. Oh, wow. 17. Dear God, my math does not work today. Rough day at work.
Oh, my.
34 divided by 2 is 17. Plus 7 would be 24. It's the youngest I can go.
Okay. So I'm 29. What's the youngest I can go?
Okay, so 29 divided by 2. I'm not going to get into the halves. I'm just going to round down. So that would be 14 plus 7, 21.
Okay, so those two 21-year-olds that messaged me, we're good to go.
Sure.
We're DTF. I can message both of them.
Probably would be. Probably would be.
I've gotten one email from a couple asking for a threesome. Now, has that ever happened for you?
I have a couple of guys message me. I've also had a couple of guys... I've had a single guy message me and, like... He'd be like, oh, I can give you the best head you've ever had in your life. Just lay back and envision a hot model. And I'm like, yeah, nice. No. But thank you for trying.
I think people kind of misunderstand the selection of where we're posting under. Because we're posting under... romance and long-term relationships.
Yes.
You are posting under men seeking women. I'm under women seeking men.
Yes.
There is a separate section of Craigslist altogether.
Casual encounters.
Just for hookups, which is where you describe what kind of person you'd like to get into physically, and you can describe the scenario where you're gagged and you leave your door unlocked and someone comes in and does what they need to you. Did you say something happened like that to
that
you?
That was me.
That was you?
I had a woman message me and tell me, here's my address, here's my pictures, walk in, don't say anything, have your way with me and leave.
Now, how often does that happen, that you just get a purely sexual response that's...
From a woman? That was the
woman,
only one.
Right. Yeah? Because I've gotten that... I'm actually shocked that I've only gotten one set of dick pics. One guy sent me three pictures of his dick for a cumulative amount of 27 stay hard inches.
Is it sad that I've probably had more dick pics sent to me than you?
It's a little sad because you don't have any use for them.
Exactly.
Can you forward me those? Thanks.
You wouldn't want them.
They gross? Now, one thing I've wondered about, I mean, obviously the technique is don't use a dick pic in your ad, but I've come across people who use a flaccid dick pic. What do you think about that? What's better, turgid or flaccid?
Well, obviously you can't get the job done with flaccid.
So if you're going to put up a picture of your dick, make sure that it's hard.
That it's ready to go.
Interesting. It seems like common sense, but I don't know. Why is there a guy putting up a floppy picture of a dick? If you're going to go for a little bit sexy, I find that what I like best, shirtless, pajama pants. Like not even dick. I can... Yeah, leave something to the imagination.
Okay, I'm...
Plaid pajama pants.
I'm noting that into my memory, because there's actually a pair of plaid pajama pants in that third drawer down.
Yeah. Because you have how many pictures up?
I have one picture. I'm big on eyes. I've told you this. Mm-hmm. It's a 3-year-old picture, but my eyes are very blue, and they look like they're glowing in that picture. That's the only reason I keep it. So... And I've gotten comments on it. I've gotten people, oh, your eyes are so pretty or whatever. And then I've got some, I think, like 1, 2, 3, 4 pictures from Comic-Con. Although I've got like hundreds in my folder. But
And that's those are a couple years old, too.
2012, yeah. And then I've
got... So do you feel like you're doing the ladies of Craigslist a disservice by using old pictures?
I don't look any different. And I do have a picture with my headset on from work that was taken like 2 weeks ago.
That's not bad. I put up... When I was doing my honest ad today, I put up 3 pictures. And one is my current profile picture that's less than 2 months old. And then 2 pictures that were taken about 2 weeks ago. Actually, they were taken by Father John, which was our our guest in episode 18. So a couple of weeks ago. And I think that's fair because I don't want to be... One of them is full body. I don't want to be accused of clever cropping, which I think there are ladies out there... that do that. And you said you had a story about someone who did some clever cropping in their photo.
Yeah, very much so. Basically, back in the day, before Facebook, it was called the MySpace angles, where you take the picture and everything looks great until you pan the camera down.
Right.
There was one girl I met, and I was... I've been very specific in my ad, and to touch on the older photos, the photos that were taken of me in Comic-Con, I'm actually 23 pounds lighter than I was in those pictures. So, I mean, just... at that point, I was just coming off a knee surgery. I could barely walk. Like, I was in a Vicodin-induced euphoria the entire Comic-Con because I was in so much pain. I mean, they were legally prescribed. Don't freak out, people.
Nobody's accusing you of anything.
Oh, hey,
and also,
covering
only
my
about,
bases.
Only about 20 people listen to this, so don't worry.
Well, of those 20 people, no one needs to judge. So, but no, I don't know. I don't do selfies. I'm horrible at it. And those pictures were taken by my friends, so that's why I even have pictures of myself. Mm-hmm. So,
you were going to tell us about someone who...
MySpace angles, yes.
Did a clever cropping. All right.
Okay, so I'm very specific on it. I mean, I don't need someone who's a twig. I don't need someone... But I also don't want a jelly bean. So, I was very specific, you know, height, weight, proportionate. So someone, I'm active. I play basketball with my friends, you know, I don't sit around all day in a chair, although ironically I do that at work, but like I need someone who will be able to keep up with me. So, and you're giggling and you're laughing and giving me a weird look.
Continue.
Okay. I'm continuing. So
I said in my ad today, basically that I don't want to do anything physical, so don't judge me. So,
well, okay, let me clarify.
But I had not, well, first of all, at that point, I had not put up an ad saying anything actually about myself, so you don't, I can't judge you for answering an ad when you didn't have all the information.
Still so. Would have answered your ad.
Aww.
So.
I mean, we could get into all of the things that I admitted to after that, but yeah, go ahead.
No, so, I mean, I'm not like some sports buff that goes out and is working out and in the gym and playing basketball every day, but I mean, on occasion, my friends and I might go to, say, like, an air show, or we might go, like, we went to San Antonio and watched the Spurs game, or went to a restaurant in San Antonio. Someone who will be able, doesn't mind on occasion doing stuff like that. So, I get a picture from this girl, and she tells me, you know, here's my picture, everything looked fine, but I'm very aware of the whole MySpace angles, as I call them, and I asked her, I said, please don't take this the wrong way, you know what I'm looking for. I mean, no disrespect, but, you know, please tell me how tall.
Show me them tits!
No!
Oh.
They were...
No?
There's enough showing as it was from the angle that she was at, but...
She was a busty wench?
Pretty much. Very busty. So I asked her how tall she was and how much she weighed, and I gave her all of my information, and she said she was 5'7", 140 pounds. I'm like, okay, that's cool.
That's tall for a woman.
Yeah.
And that's about what I weigh, so that's like three inches taller than me, and I'm not heavy.
No, you look good.
Oh, thanks. So, 3 inches taller than me, but, and also about the same weight, so.
No, so, I mean, yeah, I'm
that's
not.
That's not bad.
I don't look for some supermodel, you know, skinny, I'm going to hug you and break you in half type person, you know? And so she, and I was like, oh, okay, you know, people take bad pictures. I've got some bad pictures of myself that you look at and be like, ugh. So, why I keep them, I don't know. But anyway, so we go to meet, and I see her driving in her car. I just see shoulders up, and I'm like, oh, okay, she's parking. And I see her get out, and I'm like, she must have mistyped the 1 to a 2 or the 2 to a 1 by accident, because there's no way she was even remotely close to that. And I don't mean to be mean. I'm not trying to be hurtful, but, you know, why lie about something?
Misrepresenting
why
herself.
Lie about something that is going to be found out?
Yeah.
And she sat down, and I basically told her, I apologize, you don't take this the wrong way, but you look nothing like you described, and I was very specific in what I described. We can have dinner, but do not expect anything else past this. So
when you say nothing past this, putting it to her, right?
Anything.
Girl, you are gross, and I'm not putting it to you.
She
later.
Was not, I'm not gonna say she's gross, but physically she was not what I was looking for.
So after you answered my ad, I figured since I would have answered yours anyway, I was just going to go ahead and roll out all the things I had withheld. I have a number of children.
I think you actually said baggage.
Adorable little baggage. The number being 3. 3 children. Which is a turnoff for a lot of guys.
Yep.
And I had to double check your ad. You know, I knew where to find it. I just type in your hometown and get a couple hundred of them.
There's not 100. It's maybe 20 or 30 over a 3-month period.
Mm-hmm. And double check that you were not the guy that said, no offense, I like kids. I just want some of my own. Different guy. Your ad doesn't say anything about not liking kids or not wanting to date someone with kids.
Right.
So I was able to unroll that out. I figured if it turns you off, that's not really my problem.
Yeah, you sent me a pretty detailed email.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I replied to that. It was like 11:45 at night when I was sitting there typing. And so I replied to it. And generally, if you don't get a reply within about 12 hours, you kind of think, okay, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you took almost the full day to reply. But you did reply.
Is that right? I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
I had to work through my way through all the guys beating down my door.
Hey.
I'm having to beat them off with a stick.
Hey.
Except, well, based on the contents of some of these emails, they're probably already beating off with sticks.
Or twigs. so, well, I mean, can you complain? You're in my bed.
And see, I should probably say thank you for not sending me a second email being like, where's my reply? Because I've got guys who are like less than an hour later. Hey, did I scare you off?
Yeah.
Dog, I got other things to do. Sometimes I drive places, you know?
I look at it this way. I'll send an email. If they're interested, they'll reply. If they're not interested, okay, I spent 10 minutes writing an email.
Mm-hmm.
No skin off my nose.
Now, you say that, and yet we have both found that there are people who get skin off their nose for small offenses. And now, I didn't know this was a thing. And I'm thinking maybe you're my Craigslist guardian angel. You're kind of guiding me. You're my spirit animal guiding me through this thing. Because I didn't know that people can take offense and then just start flagging your ad and getting it taken down.
Oh, yeah. I had a lady who messaged me. And because of the way she acted, I will be a little mean on this particular person. And I'm usually very kind in my reply if someone is not what I'm looking for.
Oh, this podcast is not family friendly, too. So if you want to call her...
Oh, no, no. I'm generally more respectful about that. But,
it's
you know,
okay. You can...
She was basically busted. I will just tell you straight up.
Busted? I mean, saw... she was ugly or?
She was.
She had meth teeth?
Fugly. Fucking ugly. Uh-huh. That's the best way I can describe
okay.
it. Okay. However, I was very polite. I said, I apologize. I'm looking for something more like I described in my ad.
Did she. So she sent you a picture. She contacted you. This is not someone you had to meet.
She obviously read the ad because she sent me her name, she responded with some stuff about herself. She sent me pictures and I replied back. I apologize, but you know, I'm just looking for something more like I described in my ad. I don't focus on anything particular. I'm not like, you're fucking ugly. Sorry. I don't want to talk to you. Well, she took it upon herself to start flagging every one of my ads. And the reason I found out it was her was because the next day after ad number 4 or 5 had been flagged, I get another email from her that says, maybe next time you'll think about looking beyond the physical and look at the person underneath. And my response to her was, had I done that with you, with the way you're acting now, I still would have said no. So your point is completely invalid. And that's when the flagging stopped. So
now that maybe I can expect from women. Women are catty, you know, women.
Oh, no. You guys will be the same way. It's like, and I'm not calling you this because I would never do that. But, you know, they're probably sitting there like, fucking bitch didn't respond to me. Pfft, flag.
Yeah, because what happened is I put up my ad today and I was doing okay. Now, in the first iteration of the ad, I had said, atheist single parent seeks same. Now, I have read about like classifieds, formal classifieds in a newspaper. You can't say seeks same because it could imply like racist housing practices. You know, you can't say like white landlord seeks same. So I was wondering if maybe there was an automatic thing that was flagging in their system for saying seek same. So I took it out. Went to take a shower, got out of the shower. The second one was flagged as well. And so you had said, there's probably someone with a vendetta. Now,
probably.
Earlier in the day, I had gotten an email from someone just called S. And S said, yeah, you're probably a kinky atheist bitch, aren't you? I didn't respond to it. That didn't seem very notable. So a little bit later, after I had posted this a third time, after it had gotten flagged a second time, S emails me again and says, how many times are you going to post?
Nice.
Uh-huh. So I responded with a probably inappropriately in-depth description of whether or not I'm kinky to answer his previous question, and then said, is that enough information for you to stop flagging my ads? And he responded back and he says, well, it's not me, but thanks for judging me, rushing to make an assumption, being a dick. So after the fourth time it got taken down today, I didn't have any more fight left in me. So it's down currently. I've gotten plenty of interesting emails. So
I can only imagine, because I don't look half as good as you, and I get pretty bad ones.
Pretty bad grammatically, or?
Both.
I did get one, maybe I should save this for the conclusions podcast. I did get one where a guy just said, "I shit my pants at work today." That's all it said.
Thank you for sharing.
No, I responded back. I said, "Me too, dog. Me too." And that's all we're doing here, is trying to reach out and find someone like us. So I'm glad I met you. I think you're pretty cool.
Cool.
I think it's time for us to wrap this up. Do you remember my closing line? You've listened to one episode of my podcast.
It.
Now, you said this is the first podcast you've ever listened to. Is that right?
Yours was the very first one.
Now, you know what that means?
No.
Is that it's your favorite podcast?
Technically, yes.
All right. So,
well, you are sitting on my bed.
You do get to guest star on your very favorite podcast, and you can use our closing line, which is, don't cook naked.
No, because grease hurts.
Just say it.
Don't cook naked.
Good night.
Talk to me, baby. Talk to me, baby. Talk to me, baby. I get a real good feeling talking to you on the phone.